We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WCC Radio right there. Weather brought to you by the fine folks with Maplewood Toyota. So we thank Maplewood Toyota for being a part of the weather. Let's get, Adam, how about we go right to the calls?
Let's go, baby.
Let's go. Ted is calling in about South St. Paul. Go ahead, Ted.
My question for you, Adam, is you and Chad used to be pretty cool. What happened to you guys? I'll hang up and listen.
Whoa. It was kind of a head fake. He said he called in about South St. Paul and feels like there's a fissure, there's a fracture in our friendship.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, yeah. I thought he meant like we used to be cool and we're not anymore.
Oh, maybe that's it.
I think so.
I don't think we ever were cool, were we?
I don't think so. That was going to be my answer. I don't think I've ever been cool.
Yeah. I thought it was maybe about our dynamic.
No, we still hate each other.
Yeah. Wow. I was going to say I love you.
Well,
damn, that's a tough one when you're about to express. Yeah. When you're about to, how do you ask Adam anything?
What's worse, not getting it back or having the person say, I hate you back? I love you. Well, I hate you.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask you. If someone said to you, I love you, and you said back to them, I hate you, how should the person who said I love you feel about that?
Well, at least they know there's no middle ground. I mean, it's like well, you know, maybe they're on their way to loving me.
That's an excellent answer.
You know?
Clarity. We all want clarity, don't we? Is it Mick? Are you calling in?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. We don't have enough Mick around.
I love the name Mick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm thinking you're familiar with the TV show NYPD Blue?
Yeah. Sure.
Loved it.
Of course.
Yeah, excellent.
At that dinner table, there are four generations of native New Yorkers, and only one person, Detective Danny, has a New York accent. What's up with that?
All right, Adam. That, you know, you're
Danny Sorensen, played by Rick Schroeder, I think you're referring to.
Yeah, he ended Ricky. You know, by the time that point, he was Rick.
Yeah, you're right. Dennis France, that's the big thing. Dennis France, heavy Chicago accent.
Didn't really have it, right?
But, Jimmy Smits.
Jimmy Smits.
Well, the first
Jimmy...
guy.
Oh, yeah.
He had a New York accent.
David Caruso?
Caruso, yeah.
Fred Caruso? Was it David?
Yes. Robinson Caruso.
Yeah, Robinson.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Robbie.
No, he had a New York accent, I think.
Yeah. I don't remember. I mean, the show was
the last
excellent.
One was Jean-Paul Gosselier or whatever.
Oh,
Zach Morris
yeah.
is the last.
Saved
one.
By the Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Another one. Maury is calling. Go ahead, Maury.
Yes, hello. This question is for Adam. Adam, I was listening, and I listen all day long. I love WCCO.
Thank you.
I was listening to Corey's show earlier, and...
You're the one.
Chad rudely interrupted Corey. Thankfully, Corey owned Chad on the air. But I was wondering from your perspective...
I think you're listening to a different station.
You felt that Chad was a bully, and you work with him. So that's my question. Ask Adam anything.
Thank you, Maury.
Thank
I appreciate
you for that call, Maury.
I did point out that Corey, who contends he's this diehard Gopher fan, right? PJ's his best friend. Lindsey's his best friend. He's in here last week. Badger colors. He's at the Gopher game. Iowa colors. So I mean, I'm a truth seeker, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Am I also a bully?
You can be at times, but no, generally not a bully.
Oh, he hates me, and I'm a bully. This has been a very enlightening.
How's your ego doing?
4 minutes here on the neighbor.
The truth teller, man.
He's the truth seeker. All right, let's get to a couple calls here, Dan.
Adam punched anybody in the face, and if you could punch somebody in the face without any impunity, who would you punch and why?
That's a great word, by the way.
Face. Yeah, yes,
impunity.
Yeah,
Dan, go to the Google.
Who would you punch?
Go to the Google for impunity.
With impunity. Oh, man. I know the no-brainer question would be, no-brainer answer here would be you.
Well, you've already said you hate me and I'm a bully, so why not just punch me in the face?
But I'm not going to go there. The person that I'd like to punch with impunity would be that jackass that threatened me and threatened my life.
Yeah,
in a parking lot about 6 months ago. Not that I'm still thinking about it.
But you've moved on.
I've moved on, but yeah, him.
That guy.
Mr. Red Sweatshirt guy in your silver minivan. I'll never forget you taking the seatbelt off.
Give us impunity, Dan.
Exemption from punishment or freedom from the injurious consequences of an action.
He used impunity perfectly. I'd punch Alex Jones.
That'd be a good one, too.
Right?
Line him up.
He's
Lou Dobbs.
Lou Dobbs, he's down the list for me, but he's a fraud also.
Pharma Bro?
Was that?
Pharma Bro.
Pharma Bro would be up there.
I'll tell you one right now, Aubrey Huff.
We're getting to Aubrey Huff later. I think this is a side topic we need to save for later in the show.
Who would you punch?
Who would you punch in the face with?
Impunity.
Impunity. All of them are strong contenders. Alex Jones, he lies. He puts propaganda out there. He admits in his divorce case that he lies and it's a bit, and people still believe it. Alex Jones has caused so many Sandy Hook families to move, some of them 4, 5, 6 times, because he puts out their address and suggests it was stage when their first grade kid was murdered.
Yeah.
Can you get worse than that?
Not really.
Oh, he's a disgusting excuse for a person. Caller number two.
Adam, I'm just curious if you know what the 5 love languages are, and if you do, if you happen to know what your main love languages are. Okay, bye.
That's a great question. I think I was supposed to read a book called The Love Languages years ago that I failed to do so.
Who gave you that book?
And probably...
will you share with us who wanted you to read that book?
It was a counselor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is actually true.
Okay.
And I failed to read the book, which probably explains a lot.
I don't think you were taking counseling very seriously then.
But if I go, if I'm coming up with my own love languages, and that's all I can base it on because I don't know the official 5, I'm thinking that the best love language is music.
Sure.
And music, I mean, music is magical. It has mythical powers. And if you can woo a person, well, you're shaking your head. No, you agree. Jared disagrees with me.
Jared?
Apparently music is not
a love Jared, you want to try? Jared, come on the microphone here.
Feel free to
He was openly scoffing
yes,
at you. Normally he's just a...
Hard to...
He's an observer.
It's just not one of the love languages that are an option.
I know, but I preface that by saying these are my own love languages.
Yes. What do you know the 5 love languages?
Oh, shoot. I know there's, like, gift giving. I'm big into that. There's, like, gestures.
Adam's
but I've also been asked to read the book, and I managed to skim, like, online summaries.
Cliff notes.
I've got the 5 right here. Do you want them?
Okay. Can I just give Jared credit for 2 things? When I ask Adam anything, it's taking place. He's
openly scoffing.
He's 4 feet from him, and he's just shaking his head at him. And then he mentions that he was in the same spot and said, oh, I skimmed it. I went online.
Probably explains a lot about Jared's life, too.
Exactly.
That's the two of us.
Well, that'd be the 3 of us. Yeah. Okay.
The 5 love languages are words of affirmation.
I love you.
Sure.
Gifts.
Yeah, take this.
Acts of service.
Okay.
Quality time.
Yep.
And physical touch.
Well, the last one's no problem. I can assure you of that.
Yeah.
Look at these hands.
Yeah. But then he went to music.
Well, I'm trying to keep it PG.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you starting now?
When we were talking about an erection for 365 days earlier in the show, or you brought up coitus last week? I mean, when I think of PG, I think of this show. Hang on. Keep calling 651-989-9226. More with Ask Adam Anything. K&S Heating and Air is here to help you out. Here to help you out to maybe just see that everything's okay at your house. They have been in business for 32 years. When I first started talking about them on air, it was to have them out to make sure my furnace was good, air conditioner good, and the fall for the furnace, the spring for the AC. And then last year, neither was good. And I worked with K&S Heating and Air. Did a great deal working with Lennox Premier Dealers. and I now have a new furnace and air conditioner. Now, I didn't want to buy that until they both are ready to be done, and I did. Right now, because business is slower at the start of the year, K&S has their deal of the year. A Lennox high-efficiency furnace for $1,895. Deal of the year. Have them out for that free home estimate. Thousands of repeat customers. I'm one of them. Online, ksheating.com. Adam, do you watch the television show Schitt's Creek? Just started. Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara are pure gold.
They are pure gold, even before Schitt's Creek. I've tried and stopped watching Schitt's Creek twice now, not just because it's, but I hear so many great things about it. It just hasn't been one yet that I've hooked into where I got to keep watching it. But I will eventually get to it.
I'm pretty much the same with you. I've watched maybe 10 episodes, thought every single one was great.
Yeah.
And I got distracted by your love language of music, I guess.
Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara as Mitch. Is it Mitch and Mickey? The folk duo in A Mighty Wind.
Yes.
Is very good.
Well,
also, were they a couple, too, in Best in Show?
Yeah.
Where he's got two left feet, literally has two left feet.
Well, they both were in it. I'm trying to remember if they were together.
They are,
or not.
Yes, because she's into the other guy, and
oh yes, she is. And
he's kind of oblivious to the fact that she's stepping out on him.
When's the last time you saw Best in Show?
Oh man, it's been a couple of years. Yeah. All those like Waiting for Guffman.
They're phenomenal.
Yes,
they are just so good. All right, we have a number of calls, Dan. Let's get to caller number three. Ask Adam anything. We want you to continue to participate. 651-989-9226.
Yeah, ask Adam anything. Got a question about his favorite booze. What's his favorite drink today? And then if he could drink any kind of booze or a drink any day, what would it be? What's your favorite booze, Carter?
Luckily, we're on till three, so take your time.
I'm a vodka man. I like a vodka martini.
You are a martini guy.
Minus the vermouth. No vermouth. Just basically
vodka.
Vodka with just a smidge of olive juice.
Yes.
But yes, I do prefer vodka. I also like Irish whiskey.
Irish whiskey. I have a lot of friends who love whiskey. It is National, is it Red Wine Day or National Drink Wine Day? You like some red wine,
correct? I love red wine.
Yes. Dan Cook, caller number four.
Hi, Adam. I am wondering what your special bar skill is. Everybody has a bar skill. Maybe it's tying the cherry stem with your tongue, or I can say my alphabet backwards. Just curious what yours is. Bye.
That's a great question. That's a bar skill.
Bar skill.
Boy, man.
Let's try that tongue thing with the cherry on the Facebook Live.
Right, I got a bar skill. I can spend 3 hours there and not talk to one person. And I love it.
And be content?
Yes.
That is actually a very good skill. To be content in your own skin. I also think that tells you a lot about
eavesdropping, too. That's a good bar skill I have. I'm a good eavesdropper.
I think it also tells you about a relationship. If you can just go like an hour or so.
Sure.
And you're not talking and you're comfortable with it. How about the alphabet backwards? Like if you get pulled over and you're stone sober, like you might be now, might not be. There are many days we've been uncertain.
Oof, no.
You're pretty good at it?
Z, X? No, see? Z, Y, X.
It's ludicrous to do that. How many people would we guess would pull that off with some pace to it?
Well, there are certain people who have that ability and that can just do that sort of thing. I'm not one of them.
Yeah, I am not. So in other words, staying silent and eavesdropping.
Yeah, I'm sure there's others, but those are the ones that come to mind.
Juggling?
No, I'm not a juggler.
Skipping out on the bill?
No.
You would never do that. Brian is calling in mobile. Go ahead, Brian. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for having me. I just had a quick question for Adam. I see you've got a little salt and pepper there on the old beard situation. Just wondering if he trims anything else besides facial hair.
Okay. It's an astute. Right. We already had Shaletta earlier today talking about the waxers canceled on her twice today. That's not good.
No.
That's not good. How are you at body trimming, Adam?
I've been known to manscape a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Are you? Is that one of your bar tricks?
That would be. I mean, all right, everybody, check this out.
Facebook Live. Hey.
There's a joke there about a turtle that I know, too, that I can't say on the air, but it's a good – involves a bar trick and a snapping turtle.
Wow. And trimming?
No trimming, yeah. But
– trimming might not be necessary after said joke. So you're saying you're like letter grade trimming.
Oh, well, the beard. I did some tremendous
I don't think that's what he was asking.
Trimming of the beard you forgot. This morning. No, yeah. I know. I didn't forget. It's more it's practical and industrial, not really like it's not like a
industrial?
I mean, utilitarian.
Is this the equipment you're using?
Well, it's not like a bonsai, you know. I'm not bonsaiing.
Well, I hope you're not bonsaiing. That's very dangerous.
I'm mowing the lawn. That's just
okay, now that's disgusting. If it's reach
you led me down
if
that
it's
path.
Reach lawn level, I think you need some maintenance earlier.
This is taking a turn.
Yeah. Well, it's ask Adam anything. It's not, you know.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Gene, I don't know if you want to jump into this particular topic or another question. Go ahead.
No, I have a question kind of involving Marwin Gonzalez and the Twins.
Sure.
Knowing what he's done with the Houston Astros and then what happened with Pineda and his dietary pills and he got suspended. When he got suspended, what do you think was going through Marwin's mind?
Fair point.
That is a fair point. Well, I'm thinking Marwin, once he's changed his teams, probably thinks that
he's free.
He's free and won't get caught up in the scandal until the numbers come out and show that he benefited the most.
He's
right?
The top of the list of the garbage can bangers.
But like I said yesterday, I feel like even though you might disagree, he got out in front of it somewhat. They did the Andy Pettit.
Yep.
And I think he probably looks better than the Astros who are still there and just had the pathetic excuse for their apology, non-apology.
The Astros are above murderers right now. That's about it. Yeah,
add Jim Crane to the list of people who like to punch in the face.
Yeah. He's the worst.
Yeah. Oh, we won and just deal with it. Okay, Jim.
We didn't see any reason why this affected the games at all.
You see somebody showed up at BP today with a trash can and just sat there banging it the whole time?
That's great. That's fantastic. But, Twins fans are probably looking at that through rose-colored glasses. He's one of us now.
That's
right?
It. That's all. It's 100% right. The exceptions that fans will make, and we see it all the time, off arrests. A player is arrested, and they're applauded coming back. Is there anything else we need to get to here before?
Somebody's asking me if I've ever punched the munchkin.
Well, they asked the question. You cited it. Go ahead. Give us the answer.
I think you know the answer to that.
Okay. Okay. Shannon is shutting the elevator door on you for good reasons. Let's just establish that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.